911. My mind went numb. My words wouldn't flow. My songs wouldn't come. Some big birds came home to roost, and the whole world was done when they rocked the Big Apple down to its foundation. Couldn't see straight. Too much smoke was in the air. I couldn't hear clear through the agony and despair. There was metal and concrete and paper floating everywhere. The dust was mixed with flesh and blood, skin and bones and hair. Whammo! Whammo! But hurt on Uncle Sammo. The Twin Towers weren't the only thing that fell. There's a whole lot of illusion down with them as well. On that day, we all stood naked. Fear was so thick, you could almost taste it. No class, no credit or cash in my relief. When things are falling from the sky and crashing through the street, what a horrible thing. The world changed overnight. So hard to heal, so hard to put right. A grim harvest of soul, but the brave ones who rushed in. Meanwhile, the beast could not contain a grin. The nation was reeling like a giant that got stung. Groping, off balance, hungry for retaliation. Liquid pain quickly hardened into rage. All the war dogs would let out of the cage. No one was laughing. Nothing was funny. Some were counting bodies. Some were counting money. I don't pray to the east. Don't bow to the west. Just wake up in the morning and I try to do my best to navigate my spirit through this changing reality. If I look a little bit closer, it's kind of hard not to see. Very pumped up, flag-waving driver of an SUV. There's 100,000 people in a third-world country struggling, suffering, families blown apart. The water bad, food gone, no hope, no heart. Is it just me, or did anyone else catch the irony? The same mindset that nukes the citizens of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Got tanks in the Holy Land. Assassins with an iron fist.
Running guns and drugs and torture camps.
Pointing fingers at the terrorists. Just ask why. You might get a visit from the FBI. Someday New Yorkers may come to understand they have more in common with the people of Afghanistan than the multinational corporations riding all our backs. What motivated the thinking behind these attacks? In New York, just like Baghdad, they won't forget. Just because it's no longer on their TV set. Missing faces, missing places. Human souls with holes that won't stop bleeding. Hungry for the healing that they're needing. For the healing that they're needing. When they all come to see it differently. And when we spit and cuss. If we finally met the enemy. And the enemy is us.
Two reports from Guyana tonight. First, with the story of today's legal action, here is Bernard Shaw.
Guyana says this man in handcuffs murdered Congressman Leo Ryan and four other people. He's 32-year-old Larry Layton, a member of the People's Temple. Hundreds of Guyanese crowded around the Georgetown Magistrates Court building, anxiously waiting to see Layton as he was brought under very heavy guard to hear formal charges against him. Inside, as Layton stood in the docket, people outside tried but could not hear the proceedings. Five times, the magistrate said, Saturday, on the 18th of November, at Fort Kaituma, you murdered Leo Ryan. You murdered Gregory Robinson. You murdered Patricia Parks. You murdered Bob Brown. You murdered Don Harris.
It was very hot inside the courtroom up there, and after the charges were read to Layton, a reporter asked him, "Do you have anything to say to America?" He shook his head.
Layton entered no plea. He was charged with 5 counts of murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, and 1 count on discharging a loaded firearm. He was ordered to prison without bail. A hearing has been set for January 15th. But a major contradiction has cropped up. Washington Post reporter Charles Cross, an eyewitness to Saturday's murders, told ABC News late today that Layton did not fire the fatal shots, that Layton was allegedly shooting on the small plane, which was at the other end of the runway, away from the larger aircraft and Congressman Ryan's group. Bernard Shaw, ABC News, Georgetown, Guyana. For a report, preparations to remove bodies. Here's correspondent Al Dale at Temeri Airport.
Every activity here at this country's major airport so far has been in preparation for the removal of the bodies. When that project does get underway fully, it will be a monumental task, not the least problem being the actual collection of the bodies on the scene. The corpses left lying in Jonestown for 4 days now are in serious stages of decomposition, prompting the government here to declare a health hazard in the area. Although it is remote, there is fear of disease spreading if the bodies are not removed or buried soon. Access to this section of Northwest Guyana has been severely curtailed. Only government and government-approved aircraft allowed anywhere near Jonestown. No one is allowed inside the compound except authorities in advance of a recovery operation. U.S. military aircraft continue to arrive at the main Georgetown airport through intermittent rain showers and torrential downpours. Giant C-141 jet cargo planes from the Air Force have been bringing in large evacuation helicopters. They are used to carry supplies to Matthews Ridge, an outpost 35 miles from Jonestown. This one will carry armed soldiers and other combat equipment to protect the encampment.
We haven't been out there yet. We're going to try to do what we're asked to do. We're carrying equipment and people out there to get things organized, and that's where we stand.
Out there, do you mean by Matthews Ridge?
We're going to Matthews Ridge right now and take equipment and people out there to help get things organized and go from there, and we can't really give you much more information.
Let me just tell you, it is hard to imagine a more horrible task than the one facing the mortuary team. They will have to wear masks with scented filters in order to do their job. In fact, the body bags have been treated with the scent of peppermint to lessen the burden on the crewmen who must be on the planes with the bodies. Al Dale, ABC News, Guyana.
Air Force transport planes carrying the bodies of the People's Temple cult members who died in Guyana will begin arriving at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware early tomorrow morning.
Ryan's throat. I was extremely shocked. My main plea at this point is to plea to the people that are on the assassination squad. My husband Don being one of them, we feel. Telling them that people have a right to their beliefs. I talked to Don's family, his mother, his 4 brothers, including a twin brother. Their only comment to me was, "We love Don, but the only way they're going to stop him is to kill him."
Herb Chapman, ABC News, Berkeley, California.
There were funerals today for 2 of the victims of Saturday's massacre in Guyana. In San Francisco, services were held for Congressman Leo Ryan, who instigated the investigation of the People's Temple cult. Ken Kashiwahara was there.
They came to say goodbye, to pay last respects to Congressman Ryan, the president's son, Chip Carter, representing his father, congressional colleagues from Washington, California, and San Francisco officials, and, of course, the family, friends, and constituents. Security was extremely tight on the rooftop of the church and on rooftops of buildings surrounding the church. Police marchmen were on the lookout for any trouble. They were there because of the People's Temple plan for some members to remain alive to kill those who oppose the temple. Leo Ryan was described as his own man, as an activist congressman whose curiosity led him to investigate things himself. Ryan was warned of the possible dangers in Jonestown, but went anyway because of his philosophy, if you give in to fear, you can't do your job.
He was a friend of the disadvantaged, the disenchanted, the dispossessed, the disinherited, the people who most needed a friend in high places. He took on their habiliments, tasted their anguish with them, and in their service, he went. went literally to the ends of the earth.
To the end of the earth called Guyana, where his life came to an end. Leo J. Ryan, schoolteacher, councilman, mayor, congressman, requested he be laid to rest here, in the words of his will, so his ghost can overlook the bay he loved so well. Ken Kashiwahara, ABC News, San Francisco.
San Francisco. You're listening to Mission Possible, and I'm the boss. And I'm telling you, everything has been let out of the bag. God says it is time for the judgment. It is now time for me to let you remember that this was started a long time ago. I'm not wasting any time, folks. I'm getting right into my show. You're listening to Mission Possible. I'm the boss, BBS Radio. I ain't got too many sponsors right now, but I got a lot of material to cover. And this is a cliffhanger, folks. What is going to happen? Will Bush go or will the boss go? Who's gonna go? Who you gonna bat? Bad Bush, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad Bush, what you gonna say? What you gonna say to Boss RJ? That woman, she watched you good. Yes, she followed you around the hood. Yes, she seen you come and go. Yes, yes. And I'm not gonna tell the best of what you done, bad Bush, what you gonna say, what you gonna say when we come for you today, bad Bush, what you gonna sell when we put you in your cell, your people and your cronies are through, yes, we're gonna all stand up, tell the truth, yes, we're gonna give amnesty, yes, we're gonna get rid of you, you'll see, and now bad Bush, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad Bush, what you gonna say? What you gonna say to Boss RJ? Yeah, see, folks, I know y'all been scratching, trying to get a living going on. You're looking for the future, and I'm trying to remind you of the past so that you can put it together. Like I said on my website that Don Newsom and BBS Radio has made available to me, I'm learning everything I can. I'm trying to do it myself, and I'm going to do it myself. So if it looks quirky, if it looks funky, then that means I'm doing my job because it's me that's doing it. We're not wasting one penny, folks, on looking good here. Because you know what they say where I come from? If you're looking good, you're looking bad. Don't you think that the president think he looked good standing up there talking all that smack? Well, the boss has been listening, and the boss been listening to who he been listening to. Now, I've alluded to my past, and I told you that I don't have any kind of superiority over anybody. It's just that I have some knowledge that when I give it to you, it will then put it in place, and I got to give it to you real quick, folks. Number one, I set up this thing so that whatever it is that happens, you inherit the truth. You inherit a roadmap that it lays. Okay, they got national security. They got their reason for oil. But there's something I want to tell you that they practiced a long time ago, and they've been practicing it for so long that they've gotten good at it. And so I have to talk about it. And that is, when you read history, you know that there was a war, World War II. And see, we are talking about this weekend being Independence Day. I never called it Independence Day. My father used to sit back, and when 4th of July come, he would go, is there a celebration in the nation? In the nation? Did I hear someone say something about a declaration? Why are all these people dancing in the street? Is anybody really free? Free? Is there a celebration in the nation? Did I hear someone say something about a proclamation? Is it that man loves war? Well, gather up all these gangs. Oh, man. Let me see. He used to say, it's in my head. But we looked at this nation and we kept shaking our head. We kept doing our job. And people have seen us, like we say in our poem, you've seen us suffer, you've seen us well, you've seen us in these dungeons of hell. It didn't matter to you. But now they're coming for you. Because they've perfected it, and they've been working on it, and America's been working on it with them.
if you bother to go and get a short synopsis of Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and because the computer is such a wonderful thing, and it might even be able to be downloaded, because I am sure that William Shurer would love for everybody to read a couple of pages. There's testimony at Nuremberg that never got out that I want to share with you, because you never bothered to read Third Reich unless you were a historian student and cared about this time and could see the signs after you having read the book. So people say, well, what are they doing with all the missing people, and what do they need them for? Well, you know, back then when the people came up missing and they kept, you know, your neighbors went off on the train and you never saw them again, and you went back to dinner and you wondered what they did, because they had to do something in order to be taken away. See, that's in a Hegelian society. You know, my friends are kind of castigating me because I talk fast, and I'm really not interested in whether or not they know or understand what I'm saying. I'm just speaking, and they kind of want to stop me and ask a lot of questions, and I'm like, do your homework, okay? I just told you. If you haven't read the Third Reich, there's no way for you to discuss it or get into the discussion, so a question is not necessarily what you want to ask. What you want to say is, I'm ignorant, I don't know anything about it, could you get me up to snuff on this? And then I say, well, then sit down and listen. See, that's what talk radio is all about. If you have something to say, that you're hoping that your listeners will listen. But if they don't, you just keep on going. You don't know. It's like a blind wall. I mean, I had great teachers. I had when I was a kid, I ran across a fact that came out, and I kept mine. Mine is January, February 1964, Volume 1, Issue 1. And the first thing that they were talking about was about Time magazine, and I thought it'd be kind of interesting to give you the dedication, because I feel this way about Mission Possible. In January, Ralph Ginsberg, the editor and publisher, wrote, "Fact is dedicated to the proposition that a great magazine, in its quest for truth, will dare to defy not only convention, not only big business, not only the church and the state, but if necessary, its readers." And see, that's the beauty of alternative, or as they say, the truth radio, where people who have not been dying but living long enough, smart enough to juke the beast, so that we can stand behind them with our slingshot. And there isn't any way to take him down unless we hit him right between the eyes. And so that means you got to face the beast. To be face to face. This is not one of them things where you got to, you know, you're going to get them from around the corner. This got to be square eye to eye. And so it's going to take an incredible front. And so what they've done is, and I've spent some time this week because my good friend, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who I'm the co-host with Insight on BBSRadio.com every Tuesday, 12 midnight, 9 o'clock. Pacific time and 6 o'clock Hawaii time. See, I really want to let everybody know out there, I have decided that if I am not ready to give up this life, then I will never, ever, ever be able to keep it. You see, once we get over the idea that this life that we have now is the finality, and that we get over that idea, then we realize that, my goodness, look what else there is if I stay clear and present. And what these, my brother stupid, who's also known as Satan, had been doing for, and he hasn't been doing this for a long time. I keep trying to tell everybody, I've been telling people, I preach this all the time. Satan, the one, the arrogant one, has even gotten so pissed off at his cronies that he has left them and come back to God. This is the only way to explain why we're all here, y'all see. Because Satan know who he done tempted. Satan know who he done tried to get over and persuade to do the wrong things. Don Newsom on BBS Radio knows what I'm talking about. All you hosts out there, all of you hosts out there who have persevered and overcome the antagonistic skepticism, you all know what I'm talking about. Okay, so in Fact Magazine, in the first issue, he covers Luce, Henry Luce of Time Magazine, and he writes, "Time's Techniques," and this is Ralph Ingersoll, former publisher of Time. "Time Techniques for Handling News is so simple that it seems to have eluded several generations of critics. And yet, it is almost solely responsible for A, Time's monumental commercial success, and B, Time's equally monumental failure in the fields of ethics, integrity, and responsibility. The problem, Henry R. Luce, now Time editor-in-chief, and the late Britton Haddon tackled when they set out to invent their new kind of weekly news magazine was how to condense a week's news on all fronts, national, international, cultural, and business, into a package of words that could be read cover to cover in a couple of hours. What we have now today is an opportunity with the net until it is so full of holes that the only way we can reach out and touch one another is through the mail. And once the mail doesn't get in, then you know you're back in the 70s. And once you're back in the 70s, then you'll see a Liddy then that's been replaced with a Libby. You see, when you go to my website and bbsradio.com and you check on that Mission Possible, you go into the site, you see, I'm telling a story. If you can't read, then you need to start hoping that I get a television show so that you can listen along, and for you that are hearing impaired, because I am taking no prisoners this time. And I am not preaching treason. What I am in doing and have been doing all my life is preaching reason. Even as a child. Even as a child, people would look at me and go, oh, you're so smart. I say, yes, I'm smart enough to know that there's other things going on other than what's going on upstairs in my brain. I'm also very loving, and I'm also very adventurous, and I'm also very this and that and that and this. And I'm always down for a good mystery, because my heroes are like Nancy Drew, everybody, all you women out there, and boys, what is the other one, Andy Hardy, not all of that, I don't even remember what the counterpart was for Nancy Drew, but they used to get together, I forget, my brain for things like that is just getting a little bit less than perfect. You see, folks, I started out saying to myself, I'm going to talk about Watergate. And then I said, no, I'm going to talk about what's eating at us. You know, people are talking about Morgellons. And I just want everybody to just go on a little bit of a chip here. In 1969, about the same time as we got Nixon, because LBJ abdicated because he was told he couldn't run again. And that was said on my birthday, so I took that as a clue, March 31st, 1968. We had that. Then they killed Kennedy again. I like to say they killed Kennedy again. And in a sense, I boxed the Kennedy's ears, bad form, you know. And all I want to say is thank you for the email, and thank you for doing the right thing, because it wasn't the first time that I received your email, and I had said that I wouldn't say anything unless I received another one. I thought maybe this is just venting and you just want to get it off your chest. But I'm going to tell everybody out there, it is an awesome responsibility to be a talk show host. The floor is 24 hours a day. When you begin to beam and to stream, when you begin to take this awesome responsibility, what comes with it is the responsibility to know the power that it has. And, you know, we all know, sometimes power can corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is what we can't have in our medium of alternative, this mainstream. Everybody look at that banner on BBS Radio and thank Don and his family for going there, because it's so easy to get caught up in the money and the coin, and a lot of us hosts, some of us are really motivated by the opportunity to get our products out, or to get that next speaking engagement and what. It really comes down to unity as a family over an airwave. So as one behaves, and I had this lecture with Insight, when one member suffers, and another one suffers as well. So to wait for your correspondence rather than corresponding and seeing, people will respond to the truth, and the light workers will stand up for truth. And what I want to say is that you're going to get a lot of different people doing a lot of different things to you as those of you who consider wanting to do this, stick your neck out or other body parts. You may want to really look at some of the things that have been happening to other people as they begin to tell the truth and ask yourself, do you really want to do that? Or do you want to support somebody that is telling the truth and see that they continue in this struggle? So all I can say is if you like my show, you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to me at Box 862, Hawaii 96778. Now, when you do that, then I will be able to correspond with you and let you know all the good news and what's happening with Dr. Len. And this is the way I can begin to build my database. I love the Internet. And for those of you who want to correspond with me on the Internet, you will be in a cherished group of people. I have some real big surprises for you. I am getting ready to sign on a few people that know how to manipulate this particular medium. And what I mean by manipulate, meaning is that the word gets out. Because when I met Jose Aguilas and I shot him when he was doing his whole thing, and there's a lot of people, again, wherever I go, there's always controversy. There's always two sides. When Jose was bringing that whole message of the harmonic convergence, and we was all affirming what we were going to be doing in 2012 and what we were going to do and commit to love and the vibe of love and everything, you know, this is the 20-year anniversary of that. And in the 20-year anniversary of that, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy and Scott Huckabee and another woman, Leah, are going to be in Sedona, Arizona. And anybody that's listening, there is an event that's going to be happening, a spirit event, and a raw spirit event. But you don't have to be raw. It's just that, you know, we have a saying, act as if and it'll soon be reality. There is something going on with the food source, and in many shows to come, I will be showing you why there's something going on. As I alluded to, I'm reading The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. I thought it'd be interesting, too, to share with you a little testimony from Nuremberg where it says that sometimes the ashes were sometimes sold as fertilizer. What I mean by that is the ashes of the human beings that they cooked in the ovens. I can't really get excited about Mercedes-Benz because every time I see a Mercedes-Benz, I think they made ovens first, you know. I mean, if we don't stay connected, we'll never find these guys. But one Donzig firm, probably somebody that's running Palmolive today or something else, and I'm sure that people will say, well, why are you indicting Colgate Palmolive? Well, okay. All right, so you came from there, but you better go look at what they're doing and what they have done to our skin and our system and all our waterways. One Donzig firm, according to a document offered by Russian prosecution, now you understand why we had a Cold War with Russia, constructed an electrically heated tank for making soap out of human fat. Its recipe called for 12 pounds of human fat, 10 quarts of water, and 8 ounces to a pound of caustic soda. All boiled for 2 or 3 hours and then cooled, and you got yourself some soap. You got soap. They knew what to do with the bodies, and they still know what to do with the bodies. In the end, even the strenuous effort of the German free enterprise using the best material and providing faultless workmanship proved inadequate for burning the corpses. The well-constructed crematoria fell far behind at a number of the camps, but especially at Auschwitz in 1944, when as many as 6,000 bodies, Host put it, as many as 16,000 bodies had to be burned daily. For instance, in 46 days during the summer of 1944, between 250,000 to 300,000 Hungarian Jews alone were done in at death camps. Even the gas chambers fell behind, and resort was made to mass shootings. The bodies were simply thrown into the ditches and burned, many of them only partly, and then earth was bulldozed over them. The camp commanders complained toward the end that the crematoria had proved not only inadequate, but economical. Uneconomical. This is the German mindset. IG Farming Chemical Trust,
one that's still cups, those of you who pour your coffee out of cups, what I'm telling you, America, on your 4th of July is you turn your hot dogs and you set off your fireworks and you remember 911. You better go back and you better remember WW2. And then you better go back and you better remember WW1. And when you remember the Civil War and you get back to the Revolutionary War and you go back to the War of Roses and then you go back to the first time somebody picked up a stick just like in 2001, do you understand they're having fun with us and the boss is angry? On the debut of my show, they either shot a laser into Mauna Kea or this show rocked this planet. And 40 inches was, I had people calling me up on the phone saying, are you all okay? But let me tell you something out there, you missed. You see, I slept through it. I did my show through it. It was at 7:07. Don, you know what time we hung up the phone? We was patting each other on the back for a good show done. God is working. The boss works for God, too. So does Reverend Roxy. So does the Inside Hour, and so does BBSRadio.com. If I'm going to have a sponsor, it's the very radio station that I'm in here and that's hosting me. I can't do enough for this family. I can't do enough for anybody that has anything to do with BBSRadio.com. I can't thank anybody enough and tell you I have everything to do with Dr. Leonard Horowitz and his message, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. Can't you feel it, folks? The spirit is through me. I'm prepared to do my shows every week. You remember this, that I read books where they tell me the bodies were burned, but the gold fillings in the teeth remain, and these were retrieved from the ashes if they had not already been yanked out by special squads working over clammy piles of corpses. Sometimes they were pulled out before the victims were slain. Now, in saying that, I want to jump forward from 1944 to about 72. I want to mention a man's name, Hugo Pinnell. I want to tell you that I am already in California in 1972. I seen what they did in the 60s on the East Coast. I witnessed the riots and all of the agent provocateurs that started all the fires and threw all the bombs and chased all the people. They were my people that was doing it to you all. But they were hired by your people that were telling you that it was not safe. You see what I'm saying, folks? We've been had. We've been had like a... Oh, I don't even want to go there. I can get kind of crazy with my language, and I'm trying not to lose my Godhead. I want to get off the Third Reich, but I'm going to tell you, you can go to the chapter on the New Order. You see, folks, can't you see it? We got to get them out of there. They're losing their minds. They got messed up brain. They drink diet sodas. Come on, folks. Diagnose it, get rid of them. Use that two-thirds. There must be two-thirds of you today. Start writing them. I know we're not going to do it with Nancy Pelosi. I know we're not going to get the help of Dianne Feinstein. Those women have kept their mouth shut. Ted Kennedy has kept his mouth shut. Everybody's kept their mouth shut. Willie Brown in San Francisco, they've all kept their mouth shut, and they continue to poison us. You see, you have to understand they stole our money. What you have to understand is only three banks. In the Vatican, they used to own them all, but now the Japanese own them all. That's why when I sing this on the end of the world, I'm talking about the Japanese. God only knows what they've invested in, and it's been nothing but murder and death and future conspiracy to continue the final solution. And everybody, they let you have a little respite, but they're coming for us. And I'm not threatening you with gloom and doom. They're coming. You've been taught to see them come. You see, you've been taught through Waco. You've been taught through Oklahoma bombing. You've been conditioned with 911. And now get ready for the invasion. And I'm feeling kind of numb because our country is the first one to recognize that it was Germany that had the power. And then they put a spin on the atom and they said, no, let's use nanotechnology. Let's go and commit not genocide, but biocide as well.
We have no need for any of this. You see, because when we leave, there'll be no reason for anybody else to exist. You see, we dying out. We're dying out, and so we might. You see, when you study Dianetics, you see, and everybody's kind of poo-pooing on that, but man, that man was there when Einstein was found to be right. He was there when Lord Rutherford smashed the atom. He was a young man. And instead of going into Livermore and Lawrence Livermore, he decided to go into and take all of that knowledge about the atom and about the possibilities of us all being stars, not just a special group or in a constellation that has 13 stars. You see what I'm saying, folks? Oh, you got to follow me. I'm hoping somebody calls me and says, we want you to come and we want you to lecture because I can't even give it to you in this short period of time. I'm hoping that one day somebody has enough brains to have a marathon and then to invite me. Put me in a room and just let me tell you what I know. And what I know is why when I'm on my lawn, all of a sudden, I have to stop. And God tells me, look where you are, little girl. Look at what you're doing, little girl. And I look and I say, I'm mowing the lawn. And what is that, little girl? That's survival. I see growth. I mow it, but it comes back. It always grows. Not true with the war dogs. Not true with the war fighter. As I digress for a second into another point, and that is that I am tired of Cheney. And like I knew, he's got to go. So, we are going to have to go back and witness the lie. You see, it isn't about whether or not a plane flew into the building. I'll give them that. It could have been a plane. Could have been the Saudis. Of course, it could have been the Saudis who are blaming it on Iraq. But the Saudis were in on it because Bandar told Bush he'll do anything for him. I mean, they go back a long way. And the other thing that they all suffer from is a thing called pederasty. You know, everybody's talking about pedophilia, but I'm going to tell you there's something that goes back that's older than the sea itself. And the sailors, a lot of them suffer from it, so much so that they invented positions on the ship for cabin boys. You know, you have a first officer and a first mate, you see, and these are men who share the captain's quarters and the captain's table. Ain't no women on that ship, so somebody got to give it up. And in giving it up, that's an admirable thing to do. So when you use all these words, when you begin to manipulate the slave language, when you start to think, then you'll understand why the black race excels in rap, why we excel at getting our message out, why we scared the bejesus out of people in the 60s, and we didn't want to, but we knew we had to do something to get their attention. And in getting their attention, they started to clap down. Because they were already trying to get everybody else. They were trying to go after the communists. They were trying to go after the socialists. They were trying to go after the entrepreneur. They were trying to go after the independent doctor. They were trying to go after everybody. And then they wanted to go after Martin Luther King and his organization. They wanted to go after CORE. And then they wanted to go after SNCC. And then they wanted to go after every black organization, right down to Black Panthers, everything, Angela Davis, everything. All of it. And it all was part of a program called COINTEL. Now, COINTEL recognized, and what people have to understand, you have to understand, it's still going on, and they have it. It was a way for the international agencies of the world to keep in touch with what's going on in all the organizations that are opposed to them being in power, so that they could have people on the inside. Well, these people on the inside were flag-waving Americans. They were FBI drops. They were past CIA agents who might have got their arm ripped off, but now they can do a little work sitting at a desk, or they can sit in the front office. All I can say is the White House is full of informants from Russia. And if Bush is meeting with them in Maine, that means that they're having a meeting about what they're going to do next. You see, what they're going to do next. So you see Russia, and then you have to go back and you have to deal with Harriman. And these people all go back to Harriman, and even they killed him. So you have to look at Roosevelt. They killed him. They gave us Truman. And Truman was a Mason, so he's willing to do what he has to do. He said, you know, being president's like having a load of hay fall on you. You see, and they all talk about how much they love America, how much they want America and American government to come. But I just want to tell you something. Listen to this. This is a speech by Cheney, the chairman at the time of the National Energy Policy Development Group. It's raining here, folks. It's raining like a big dog, but the sun is shining, and it's raining. By 2020, and this is Chapter 8, so everybody just type in on your search engines the National Energy Policy, go to Chapter 8, cut to the chase, and you will read, quote, by 2020, Gulf oil producers are projected to supply between 54 and 67% of the world's oil. Thus, global economy will almost certainly continue to depend on the supply of oil from OPEC members, particularly in the Gulf. This region will remain a vital to interest to the United States. And I have to ask, why should a country increase its production, any country increase its production of resources to meet our needs? You see, America, this is what I'm talking about. As you go and you waste your money on fireworks and you pollute, this may be the last time. I'm telling you, if you really love Mother Earth, you will not set off a firework. You will demonstrate against anybody setting off a firework. You will tell them that you love America too much. You'll start singing songs like, "This land is my land," from California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, that this is a great country, and don't desecrate it with sulfur and with chemicals, and have the children standing there looking up in the sky going, ooh and ah. All of it represents, all of it is a weapon. Be scared to go out into community. Don't go around fireworks. They are going to try and get us. Things do and can be packaged, folks. Stay away from it. You guys got diseases now where fibers are coming out of you and they're red, white, and blue. Don't you get, and black. Don't you get the joke? What's black? Petroleum. We're finding out that this is a cross between. This is a GMO disease you're all seeing is calling. It is half alive. Only half alive. What does a person look like when they're half alive, folks? The boss is really asking you to ask yourself, don't they wriggle? Don't they weave? Don't they try to survive? Don't they clutch? Don't they grab? Don't they do? Don't they come out? Don't they drown? They don't like water, just like Wizard of Oz. The witch don't like water either. Doesn't that give you something, folks? Start oxygenating. Start taking those excess hydrogen atoms and start marrying them together and water yourself. Whew. Boy, oh boy, I got to take a short break because you know what? You deserve to hear this. This is the 4th of July weekend. This is Mission Impossible. Is there a celebration in the nation? Do I hear someone saying something about a proclamation? Why are these people all dancing in the street? Is anybody really free? This is a little track. This is your boss singing to you. America can't. Ah, you better believe it, America. American.
Mother, 'cause he's soaring by the clue, don't laugh 'cause it could be you. A farmer in Ohio down upon his truck. Has to watch Dream go up, up on the block. Has to move his family when he often needs food. All after the curfew. America, that dream that's painted on the streets, paper gold and all, but it's faded. But if we stick together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America an American. Oh, yeah. Oh, a proud and prosperous country has fallen some degrees. Caught in petty selfishness, prolonged apathy. A drastic change in lifestyle strike anyone out of the flow. Don't laugh, no, cause it could be a home. America, the dream that you painted on the streets of gold. All that's faded, but if we see together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America an American. America, I'm singing to you. America, you know it's true, America. That dream that we painted on all but faded America. Let's be that great, more the better America. Let's be much better America.
You better believe it, American. And it's now time, folks. I don't know what you're waiting for. This is 1938. Maybe we'll just make it 1937. Just go back 1937 and watch how America was behaving. Y'all remember why we entered the war? We had to enter the war when they bombed our shore, but that was all planned. We're now finding out that they knew all about that, and they let it happen. People die all the time. This is a group of people that is so heinous that they will carry out the Machiavellian thought. They have kidnapped major world leaders, major corporate leaders. They have shot and killed their way to the top. These inside, outside, all around, insider trainers, camel oil and religion, Mecca to Medina, Baghdad to Germany or Hamburg or any in Berlin, Baghdad to Berlin. Early on, I'm just giving you a little outline of what Mission Fox was all about. It's all about watching them develop their laser beam research from the very beginning, and then their laser bombs, and then watching them have to go to the Golden Triangle area and hook up with a dope man named Onassis. Oh, that reminds you. I remember I alluded to this book, and this takes us back to 1968. You know, the First Lady didn't want this book to be written, because by then she was not sure that she wanted William Manchester to do this, you see. And I want to turn to a page, so everybody get out your Death of a President by William Manchester. No, I'm only kidding, but you should go and get these books, folks, so you can get over your ignorance about what these people are willing to do. Here's a little Bible. And I know Stephanie Carana, I think that's the way you pronounce her name, of the Gemstone Files, going to find this interesting, because I know she didn't come across this, but I'm the first one that's going to point it out to everybody on page 555 in the chapter on passion in book 2, The Castle, of the Death of a President, because they likened it to Camelot, you know, so they had all these names, and this is why Camelot, you know, it sounds a bit bizarre. Yeah, lone assassins always do. Rose Kennedy dined upstairs with Stas Ratzwell. Now, that's I think he's Polish royalty or Russian royalty or something. Jacqueline Kennedy, her sister, Lee, you know, and Robert Kennedy were served in the sitting room, okay? The rest of the Kennedys ate in the family dining room with their house guests, McNamara, Phyllis Dillon, and I don't mean Phyllis Diller, but Phyllis Dillon, Dave Powers, and Aristotle Socrates Onassis, the ship owner, who provided comic relief of sorts. They badgered him mercilessly about his yacht and his man of mystery aura. During the coffee, check this out, Attorney General came down and drew up a formal document stipulating that Onassis give half his wealth to help the poor in Latin America. It was preposterous and obviously unenforceable, and the Greek millionaire signed it in Greek. And then after dinner, they all pilgrims up to the hill, Jackie and Bob and Onassis. If you're going to have a coup d'etat in a country, and if you have to prove to the world that you are in charge, then you must sit in the house, and you must sit in the house of a house that you were told, in a country that you were told you could not come into until after the 64 election. So everybody, you just put it together. It's the Greek thing, and so is pederasty, and so is all of our missing children. It's a Greek thing. Even back in history, they used to have catalogs. Don't let people take pictures of your children. Stop sending them to the pageants. Stop having them be paper boys. Just give them money. I know it's hard, but keep your children close to you because you don't want them to come up missing. I'm Boss RJ. This is Mission Possible. I'm hoping that I can live another day to come to you. I'm really serious, folks. I'm not asking for your help, but like I said, if you want to send me a self-stamped dress envelope or you want to send it to VBS radio station, get the address and they'll get it to me. Or they'll just keep it because I need to pay for my radio spot. But I got it covered for July. Oh, I've got a great show for you, and I hope to prove it by being able to put it up on the board. I'm going to get on it, and I'm going to get my host and my guest host, and we're going to have a ball on Mission Possible, because you know what? Even though I'm going to shoot the truth at you, you got to maintain your Godhead, and when you maintain your Godhead, you got to be happy. And when you're happy, you're full of love, and when you're full of love, you can forgive, because we're going to need to forgive. We don't need to forgive these men. But it's a little bit different than when Jesus was hanging up on that cross, because he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. But this time, if we end up on them crosses, and I know I'm going to be wiggling, it's going to be hard to get me up on that cross, because I know that God had more plans for me than to be assassinated or even a hair on my beautiful head. And y'all see how beautiful I am. Go on ahead and protect me, because I'm getting ready to tell you the truth. And it isn't important how I know what I know, but when I knew what I knew and why I held on to it for as long as I did. And if you don't want to believe me, then I go home to my maker knowing that I did the best I can. And that's what we're supposed to be here on earth to do, to have the good kind. Now, I could talk on forever. I just want to let you know you can listen to us on Inside Hour, bbsradio.com. You can contact Dr. Len Horowitz at drlenhorowitz.com. Find out all about what we're doing. I want everybody that's listening to my voice and you feel intrigued, I want you to make your sojourn and pilgrimage to Sedona, October 12th through 14th. Camping is, get your permits and you can camp and then get over to the Radisson. We're going to have a good time for 3 days, and we are going to uplift our spirits until we lose these bodies. Like I said, the material man dematerialized. I'm going to cut off now. I'm going to leave you with some beautiful music. And I'm going to tell you that this woman is going to be recording this particular song in 528. It's another acquisition from Dr. Len. Next week I'm going to be featuring the music of Scott Huckabee, and I can play these people proudly because they are not mainstream. So this is R.J. Hampton telling you this is Mission Possible. Listen to Inside Hour. Listen to bbsradio.com. Send Dawn a little encouragement saying, keep that boss. She's great. She's terrific. She makes me feel good. She wakes me up at 12 midnight. I'm just so disturbed with the good news that I just can't. I'm up and I'm writing and I'm doing and I just like it. Put her on some more. You know what I'm saying? That's how we can do this, folks, and then more and more people in. And those people who want to be a host like I am and want to work a tag team and begin to start doing crossing, come on, call me or write me or get contact with the radio station, and they'll put me in contact with me, because sometimes I'm out there mowing. So with that, I want to tell you, I want you all to enjoy the 4th. But like I said, stay away from the fireworks. Stay away from the smoke. Discourage people from coming into your neighborhood and setting off anything. Sit down, relax, have a cup of tea, and don't pay me no mind. But listen to the magic of Leah, and I'll let you know where you can get this music next week, or I'll let you know on my website real shortly what's really going on, and I'm hoping I can get this play in here. And dead air. Look at this. I was all prepared. I want to say. I let the light come in and magnify the love. It's been a good show, and I'm out of here. I love you all, and I'll hear from you on Tuesday with the Inside Hour. Same time, just a different day, Tuesday on bbsradio.com. I love you all. Stay well, and stay away from stupid.